you know, good football player coming in. You know, has earned his stripes, you know, with the players in the locker room. Normally the way you do that is just come in and not say a whole lot and go to work. And that's what Jay did. He's been super since day one. Fit in well. But it's about performance, too. Guys will always give you a chance, but they need to see you in certain situations. And they've had a chance to see Jay in every imaginable situation except for, you know, a regular season. And that's, of course, you get on the football field, and you have a chance to see exactly what type of player he is. That helps a lot, too. But moved into the captain's role fairly quick. Of course, we couldn't be more pleased to have him on our team.
Loving, could you feel right away or a few days in that he created a buzz or a vibe among your players just to have a quarterback of that caliber?
I think that's safe to say that he's created quite a buzz around here, of course, with the fans and everyone on the outside, but on the inside too. You know, players know about, you know, they know the history with most players in the league, so they knew a lot about Jay with him coming in. And, you know, then you get on the football field with him and talk about his players, and, you know, as receivers, you get a chance to catch the ball from him. You know, a guy like Olin Kreutz has been around here for a long time, gets a chance to work with him. He only goes up on your list. So, yeah, it's safe to say he's definitely created a buzz with the team.
Robbie, how do you balance, you know, Jay's prolific numbers as a passer versus your philosophy offensively, which is ball control and defense? How have you tried to balance that?
Well, I don't think we don't balance that. I mean, you have a philosophy that you stay with. Jay knew what our philosophy was and is and will be before he came in, and he's embraced that. I mean, they can both go hand in hand. You know, we play in the elements most of the time. It's hard to throw the ball 60 times a game. But we'll pass the ball enough for Jay to be happy about, you know, being a quarterback. At the same time, I'm not saying we're going to, you know, we want to run the ball 50 times a game. I mean, we're going to use, you know, our weapons to their strength.
Coach, you've got a couple of good tight ends on offense, and the Packers have a couple of good ones on offense as well. You know, just how much does that stress the defense to have to face a couple of good tight ends like that?
Quite a bit. A lot is said normally about, you know, when you talk about throwing the ball, okay, what kind of receivers do you have? But, of course, there's a lot more than that. I don't know, you know, a whole lot about how the Packers do it, but for us, our tight ends, of course, are a big part of what we've done, the success we've had around here. Greg Olson and Greg, and really Dez Clark are good football players that can catch the ball, do a lot of things. Of course, Greg Olson can line up a lot of different places. Dez is versatile also. You know, I think you have to put in also the running back, who can be a big part of the passing game, especially for us and Matt Forte.
Lovie, do the Packers have any advantage being the only 3-4 defense in the division?
You know, 3-4, 4-3, I don't know. I don't put a whole lot of stock in anyone having an advantage. It's just, you know, what you believe in. I know they've done a great job in the preseason with, you know, the little I've seen of them with their new setup for their defense. But I think it still comes down to 3-4, 4-3 is gap control. And then from there, it's about making plays when you get an opportunity. One of the more impressive things I think the Packers' defense has done is create turnovers. And, you know, I guess the 3-4 has something to do with that. I think it's just, you know, the players really making plays.
Well, you said, you know, 3-4, 4-3, that doesn't matter. But what about the newness factor, the fact that it is a different defense for them? Does it just make it harder to prepare for them because you don't have as much tape to go off of and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, I think that's a part of it. But if you look at the league now, most of the teams are running a 3-4. Used to, there were only a few teams that ran the 3-4 setup. So I thought it was more of a novelty in. But now, the majority of the teams, I would say, in the league are running it. You're right, you mentioned our division is a little different, but just overall, with all the teams we'll be playing, we're going to play quite a few.
Coach,
We played a 3-4 team about the last couple weeks. First 2 weeks of the season, we will too. So we're starting to see it more and more, so we're a little bit more familiar with it.
Well, I mean, how do you scout Dom, given that there's no tape of him with the Packers? Because it's the first game, do you have more time to go back and see what Dom Capers has done in some of his past stops?
Yeah, I mean, Dom Capers has been a great coach in this league for a long time. So we're familiar with his work. He's new to the Packers, but normally you have a basic philosophy that you believe in, and you normally bring it with you wherever you go, and that's the case with Dom. So we, again, he has a history, and we go off of that.
Lovie, when you look at this division and the quarterbacks that are in it now, do you see it changing a little bit just because of the marquee quarterbacks and maybe it's not quite so black and blue, or do you think because of the history and the teams involved and the weather involved that maybe it just stays the same?
Well, I definitely think the landscape has changed, and especially the amount of publicity the quarterbacks in our league and our division will get, but I still think it's the same division. As you look at the defending champions, Minnesota Vikings in our division, they have the best running back in the game. So we have a great running back. The Packers have a great running back. Of course, the Lions have one. So I still think defense and the running game will be a big part of our division. I don't think that will ever change. Again, you go through spells where you're right, we have some great quarterbacks right now, but there are some great running backs, and defense is still being played in this league.
Bobby, how much, if any, action do you think Charles Tillman will get Sunday? Any idea yet?
You like for me to tell you whether Charles is going to get some action this week or not?
I would, yes.
So who's speaking, by the way?
This is Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal Sun.
Hey, I think I'll just pass on that question. I think you can understand why.
Okay.
Lovie, we all remember what you said when you got the job in regards to the Packers and the importance of beating them. But after accomplishing what you guys have, making it to a Super Bowl and so on, does that change a little bit? I mean, was that something that you say at the time because it's the first goal on the list and now it's still important but not the most important thing anymore? Or how does
Well, it was never the most important thing. The most important thing is winning the world championship. In order to do that, you have to win your division. You work your way back. You have to win your division. And then from there, everybody has a rival. I'm saying the same thing right now. We need to beat our rival every year. I'm sure the Packers are saying the same thing. I say that. It's not like I've been the first guy or the last guy that's going to say you need to beat your rival. I'm saying the same thing now. And you have to win your division. Simple as that. At the time, Green Bay was the defending champs in our division. So those goals will never change for us. We're still trying to accomplish the same thing. This year, of course, is a little different because you play your rival for, in the first game. But, again, we're still trying to get the same things accomplished.
Well, what were your impressions of the proficiency of the Packers' first offense in the preseason? How much did you see of them?
We've seen everything they've done. They moved the ball well against everyone, throughout. I'm trying to think if they punted the ball offensively. Aaron Rodgers is a good player. Grant's a good running back. They have a good line, good receivers. So they're going to move the ball on people.
Lovie, how much stock do you put into what happens in the preseason? Not just the Packers offense or defense, but your own team. I mean, how much do you allow yourself to get excited or get concerned about what happens in preseason?
I don't think you have to necessarily put a lot of stock in what the final score is. But I think you put stock in how you play. And that's what we try to look at as much as anything. You know, especially when our guys that will be starting the season, when they're out there, how are they performing? I think you put a lot of stock in that. Just like you put stock into every day you go out on the practice field on how you're actually playing. But again, it's not, you start over. It is a glorified practice in a sense because it doesn't count. you know, in the standings. You know, everyone is 0-0 right now. To me, the season starts now. You know, we would like to have good practices always, but it still comes down to how you play in the game.
What's your take on the Wildcat formation? You know, Miami throws it in, wins the game last year. By the end of the season, four or five teams have tried it. Vikings had a play in preseason. Something you have to be on the lookout for this year?
Yeah, I'm sure the Packers have plays with it. Most teams. It's a copycat league, so we assume everyone has some. But I don't think you'll see the NFL go to the, you know, a team, you know, going to the Wildcat exclusively to win football games. I think it's one thing you may see from time to time that you have to deal with, but no more than that.
Well, you've always showed a commitment to special teams down there, and you know the difference it can make. How big of a difference can it make if you're good on special teams?
Well, it's made a big difference to us. And everyone says it's about, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, and you have to do all three well to win. We believe that. We put time into it. And, again, we have a history, too, where we've won games based on just the play of our special teams. So it's very important. We feel good about our special teams going into the season as we do our entire team.